Simen Shinte Zayen Seif Tes Parosh Aniko Bargus Beloshen Arav is a kind of little fly, like a kind of lice. Just in the Gemara we see that it's two kind of little flies. One is called a parosh and one is called a kina, what we call a lice. The kina you're allowed to kill in Shabbos because it's Eino Pore Verove. And also you're allowed to make tzeda for it. Either because when it's not pore v'rove, there's no isul tzeda, or because it's not a maise tzeda, because it's very easy to catch him. A parosh, you're not allowed to kill it in Shabbos. You chayav on it chatos. And you're not allowed to do a tzeda on it. Even though it's ebe min enitzoy, but you're not allowed to do tzeda on it. As a machlekes, what is parosh and what is a kina? The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, the parosh is the black one, the kina is the white one. And this is the following aloche. Parosh anikro baugus beloshen arav, osur letzudo. You're not allowed to make a tzeda on him in Shabbos, even that it's eim b'min enitzad b'tzei iso derabonon. Elohim ken, only if, hu al besorei ve'oiktsoi, he's on his body and he's biting him, or he's about to bite him. But asur la'orgoi, even then you're only allowed to do a ma'aseh tzeda because it's ein b'mina nitzed, but you're not allowed to kill him. And not only you're not allowed to kill him, v'afloyim olelenu b'yodo yishemo yargenu. When he takes him off, he wants to rubble him, and he will not have the koyach to jump back on him. You're not allowed to do it because it's a gzeira that you will come to kill him. Elo yitlenu miyodo yivizrikenu, pick it up and throw it out. Aval kino mutar la'orgoi, you're allowed to kill it. One aloch, second aloch, a mefaleb god of mikinim, he's taking out the lice from his clothes. Lo yargem. Why? Because there's also pishpishim there. And he will come to kill the pishpishim, he will come to look for the pishpishim and kill them. Elam meilam beyodei vizorker, but that he's allowed to do. Ava mefaleb roishay, but when he's taking out lice from his head, muta lehorgam. And there's no gzeirah to paroishim, because normally paroishim are not in the head. This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Before we start the Mishnah Berurah, I want to give a little akadama here. We learned in Seif Zayin that a snake, even when he's not dangerous, but because it's a chashash that a snake will bite you, you're allowed to make a ma'aseh tzeda. Even that a snake is b'mina nitzed, even so, you're allowed to. Why? It's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. You don't need a snake, you're just catching him that he will not attack you, that he will not bite you. For your sake, if the snake will not be here, it would be even better. Mishnah Berurah explained that it's called Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa and Sifkon Luchav Zayin, and this is the reason you're allowed to. If you're the Rambam, even more from that, he was matir. But this is the Halacha. I am Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa Ze Isur De Rabbanon. B'mokim Tzar, they were not Goyza. We saw the Biur Halacha, and this is really the Halacha here, that it's only a snake that has a very bad bite. A parish that doesn't have a very bad bite doesn't have this heter. But if the parish is on him, and a snake doesn't have to be on him, if you see a snake, you're allowed to make a tzeda because you're scared he will bite you. And if he's running after you, we'll see later and see if you may be allowed to kill him. Again, even if he's not a dangerous snake. A parish is not so bad. This is the reason, and the parish is no heter. If the parish is on him and he's going to bite him, then you're allowed to catch the parish. But not because when the parish is on me, it's exactly similar to a snake. Because in a snake, even if it's b'mina nitzait, I'm allowed to do it because it's melocha shein tzricha legufa b'mokim tzar. And the parish, the heter is because it's ein b'mina nitzait. This is the heter of it, because it's ein b'mina nitzed. This is the reason I'm only allowed to do it, because it's on me, and ein b'mina nitzed, and it's a melocha shetzricha legufa. So it's a treider rabbanon b'mokim tzar. And the snake, it's not because of treider rabbanon. This is the reason I'm only allowed to make a tzeda, but to kill him, I'm not allowed to. Why I'm not allowed to kill him? Because killing him, you write that it's a melocha shetzricha legufa, like the Mishnah Berurah explains, they were not matter killing b'mokim tzar. Only al tzeda that it's ein begufa nitzah, and you're allowed to. And here we go back to the shiloh we mentioned about a bee. Some say a bee is similar to a snake. So if you have a bee in a room, you're allowed to cover the cup. Cover him with a cup. like a snake. Some say a bee is like a pouch. Now the shala, what about if the bee is on my body? So then it'll be a shala. If bee is considered a mina nitzayin, I would not have a heter to make a tzayde. If bee is not considered a mina nitzayin, I'm allowed to do a tzayde. Because we have a suffix, maybe, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says bee you're not allowed to. So the Kitzur Chishabe says a bee you're allowed to. Everyone is scared from it, the Shulchan says you're not allowed to. They say, Vishav Nisim Karez, that you're allowed to. Could be when you have a suffix, it's a suffix de Rabban, because it's a melocha she tzricha legufa. Now there's one more ore in these halachas. Why in a snake I'm allowed to make a tzeda, melocha she tzricha legufa, but I'm not allowed to kill the snake? Killing the snake is also melocha shein tzricha legufa. Why the Shulchan Aruch says I'm allowed to do a tzeda as melocha shein tzricha legufa, and it doesn't say I'm allowed to kill him? Bishleim and the parosh, we said that be'etzem I need the heter of ein b'mina nitzed, and in killing is no the heter of ein b'mina nitzed. But in snake, my heter is melocha shein tzricha legufa. Killing is also melocha shein tzricha legufa. So if we say that when you kill every animal, you also over on tzeda, you chayev shnayim, so for sure it's better to do tzeda than to do killing. And tzeda, you over one isu, the rabbanon, melocha shetzricha legufa, malkam tzar, by killing you over also over tzeda, and also over netilas nesham. But if by killing you're not over tzeda, so then I really not understand why you're allowed to do tzeda and not to do killing. This is the tamsis advorim and the tzuras advorim. But if you see in the Biur Halacha in the last Seif, in Shin Tezayin, what we're learning, Seif Ches, the Biur Hamaskil Oistam, there he was Me'arev the Dvorim, Ve'enom Bruim Likol HaTzerech. And now we'll start to see the Mishnah Bure on our Seif. Parish HaNikro Burgish B'loshon Arab, Osur Letzudo, you're not allowed to make a Tzeda, Elem Kino Al Besori Ve'oiktsoi, but Osur Lehorgoi. Mishnah Bure Seif Kodin Lamed Hei. HaNikro Borgus, Aynu HaShchoiro HaKoifetzes. Also, the Tzudoi, Abdu Dobo Sheim Bemine Nitzit. Al Kolponim, also Mid Rabbanon, the Canal Besiv Gimel. The Itzrich Lashmin, and Lafukim Midas is in Lapoiskim, the Savri, that Zeo Bichlal Machoyle Shemuto Letzudo Lorgo. Some Poiskim hold that the parish is considered included inside a life that you're allowed to. The Imus Sofek Lebalaina Imukino in parish, Mutor Letzudo, Sofek de Rabbanon Lekula, Melachos Yetzur Leguf, the Osu Lorgo. Even if the killing is also melocha shein tzricha legufa. So why are you not allowed to kill him in Suffolk? Maybe it's a kina. Mishnah Berurah says in Sharatziyun, it's a Suffolk shikori dei reise. Mashiach in Betzeda, it's a Suffolk de Rabbanon, because it's ein b'mino nitzoid, ein melocha shein tzricha legufa. Umut alefales abgodim miparishim b'shabes, but yizor shlo yitlem b'yodoi. And b'chlal tzeda, I yapila me'ilo. Elo imken, ayinu shumdu צער דה קיצל גוזר רבנן איסו צייד ומוטו לצידו להשליחו וזהו שכוסף אוי קצוי דה אוי קצוי דווקא ויש מקילים גם כשהוא על חלוקים ובפנים ניתנה בידו להשליחו פניובל דה קיצל even before it's biting him ואם אפשר לו להפיל לו לאורץ ולנטיל אז ביד בבד אין אוכל להחבר בזה when it's not biting him or if it's not on his bosal better if you don't have to pick him up and here is a nice aura I saw the Mishnah Aloha has a beautiful aura The Fishidas HaRambam that we learned in Saif Zion, the reason you're allowed to catch a snake, it's not because Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Because the Rambam holds Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayef. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that Tzeda is Misasek. So why here, when it's not been biting you yet, you're not allowed to take off the parish, but you're doing it because you don't want him to bite you. So you're right, it's not a Dina B'mokim Tzar, but if you're the Rambam, I don't have to come to the B'mokim Tzar. For the Rambam, the heter is because I'm misasik ba'alme. So, okay, the Shulchan Aruch Pashas doesn't pass like the Rambam. But that part, Mechateis and not to pass him. And he wants to answer that the whole heter of the Rambam will be when you're covering it, but when you pick it up with your hand, then you can't say that it's misasik ba'alme. It's a ma'aseh tzedek. But then again, we'll have a shaila. So why are you allowed to take it off when it's biting you? Not because melocha shein tzricha legufa. If the Rambam the heter will be only because ein b'mina nitzot. And the matter that the rabbanon of ein b'mina nitzot. Why is no problem with mukze? So we have two reasons. Either there were matters for mukze for that reason. Other because it's like taking off dirt, like greif shel rei, It's not called Misasik Bemukta. Primigodim, Shukhar Harab. Ve'osu le'orgoy. Atanu mechalkinu ben parish. Le'kino. Te'kol melechet ha'shabes mi'mishkan yalfinu lo. All the melechet ha'shabes will learn out from the mishkan. Ve'yalfinu mitzas kol ba'lechayev le'chayev. Mishchidas eile me'udom. Mishayu b'shabes mi'mishkan mishvilo yitzay. From there we learn the isur of netilas neshama. Ve'lav dafka al de'shchit. Do'adan al de'akol v'chaniko. Or in the Chir, the Cholke Agavne, Kevin Shavua Lidei Zed Nantilas Neshama Chaya. The Amrin and the Gemara says, Ma Eli Mu'udomim Sheporim Verovim. Of Kol Sheporim Verovim, that from one from each other, they bring more and more kids. And Afuk Kino Deino Bo Mi Zohar Vene Keivo. It doesn't come from Zohar Vene Keivo. Ela Bo Min Azeo. Loi Chashiva Bria. אבל פרוש, אף על פי שגמרו אינו פורא ברובה, מכל מוקם, כיוון שהוויוס מן האופור, יש בו חיוס, כאילו נברו מזוכר בנקייבה, וחייב משום נטילס נשומו. ומילא, ואפילו עם הפרוש, אוי קצוי אוסו להורגוי. אז הנה משום בו במגזן, בחילוק, why in kino is no איסו די רייסן, and פרוש is a איסו די רייסן, because kino is not פורא ברובה. מזוכר בנקייבה. ומילא, you're allowed to kill it. מה שאין כן פרוש, even though it's not פורא ברובה, but it's bomb in our offer. And this is the din of the Shulchan Aruch that you allowed. And here is the question. In our days, the Metzius proves that the Kino is Poreh V'Roveh. This is what the science proves. So the Poskim have a big shaila. Today that we know that the Kino is Poreh V'Roveh. You're allowed to catch a Kino in Shabbos or not? It's very interesting. The Pachaditzchok, the Maharab Puntavini, writes down that today you have to be machmer because the Metzius Nisbarer that the Zmaneinu, the Poreh V'Roveh, and the Shevet HaKehosi, Chalegim, and Simi Kuv Chavor, brings down for Rebel Yashiv, and they don't have to be. And they, all the Poreh can be down by Shem Rebel Yashiv. Masha'eng, and the Michtam Eliyov, and Rav Desler, Chalegdal, brings down that Avada, you're allowed to even today because it's very small, and the Torah was given with that Surah. And this is what they bring down, B'Shem the Chazanish. He brings down a different reason. Shalmanisun Ha'erek, page Reis Samach Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, I'm Marich on it. Also B'Shem Shem Zaman Erbach, they say that it's Mutter. So, Rabbi Eliashi was Machmir, today in Kino. And some Poskim Amatir, it brings it really to the shaila when you have worms and a little baby. If you're allowed to take off the worms or not, the worms are the same thing like a kina. It's ain't a poreh v'roveh. In our days, we know that these things are poreh v'roveh. So you're allowed to take them off or not. For the ma'ase, the tzeder is like parish. Sh'oiktze b'gufay. So if it's like a parish, you're allowed to do the tzeder. So for sure, you're allowed to take them off. The question is that they will die when you take them off. So it could be here, you could be making it, because it's a big tzar, and the mice is some shit is hold that a poreh v'roveh doesn't change, and it's a big grommel, and you're not misasik in harigosoi. So it's under Rosh Hashanah, and all the poskim really want to be matir, especially by a cotton, that's like cholish em b'sakone, that they're a matir trader abundant, and here it's mekalke, and melokh shem tzuchel legufo. So b'mele you're allowed to. Same thing, I saw them being done for Rebel Yash. If someone has license, you can take them off. Okay, take it off, you're allowed to. But you're allowed to put it in something that kills it if it disturbs the kids very much. The tziruf of both things together. And it's a gzeirah that you will come to kill him. Elo yitlenu biyoda v'yizrikenu. Aval kino muto lehorgo. בכל מוקם שמועצו בין על בשורוי, על בגודו דרך מקרה. להורגו, אתם כנזכר לאל. ורמוסים שעביוס מן הגלולים, מן הפרש, שיבישו וכעצים, כנטולויים של בוסר, והטולויים שבתי חקיתני, יש ההור גם פוטו. בוד ואוסו מדרבונו. משדבורי here says that אין הפורא ורוב is also to kill him מדרבונו. Stiras in the Rambam, if it's Mutter or it's Osur, the Biur Halacha brings down both Shittas here. Aber Ramosim Shem Porim V'Rovim Mizorah V'Nei Keivu Shav Yosem Min Ha'ofo K'mo Parashim Ha'or Gam Chayet. ודווקא התלויים שניסהו מן הפרס, אחר שנית לשו, דן, יולה אותו. אבל לא יסו מגדלים בפרס ומחובר ישבים איסו די רייסי להוגום, למיקרי שרץ גומו, כי קוסם הוגן עברון. And here is the question. If it's also מן הרבונון, so why are you allowed to kill the kino? And the בור עשה את זה נביאו הלוכה, if it's מותר, it's not even a question. משום צער ומיוסה יתירו לגמרי, here they were matter completely, משום צער ומיוסה. So now what is the ghetto משום צער ומיוסה? סתם יהיה לה אותו, אני משום צער ומיוסה. So המפלה בגודו מקינים לא יהרגם. Why we said גזירה that he will call him to take פירושים? משלבו explains in סביב קוטן מבייס, לא יהרגם, בקייבון שמצויים שם פירושים, גזרין את שם יהרי גם כפירושים. ומכל מקום מותר לזרוק אותם במים. To kill them not, but to throw them in the water you're allowed to. להרג הגוף אינו לגזיר, אבל לגוזרו בזה. To throw the kin into the water. אבל בפרושים יש מחשש לא יראי שעשו גם בזה, דו כמו יריג עם אמש. אז זה הלוך אלו, איקח עודם הקינים מאירס שואלים וקדמי בני שהוא מנתק מן הצמר ועד הפסיק רשע. But go back to the הלוך to throw them to the water. So kinim you're allowed to throw to the water, פרושים not. So there's a big shayla. If a person has a bathroom and inside the toilet is flies and he wants to flush the water, he's allowed to do it in Shabbos or not? And the Menachas Yitzchak wants to say that you're allowed to, because he's not kavanosi to kill them. And he's misasik, b'loshen tzricha legufa, and memachin kovad abriyas. Shevet Alevi says, it's not a psikreisha, and also it's a groma. Metzar of the Rashba, that I'm misasik, and closing, putting down the water. If you could do it slowly. Rav Nissim Kareli says, only in a place that you have a tzadah, they'll run away. But if not, it is considered tzedek. Why all of these things are not considered beirel? The achronim amarich, that it's nikui and it's not a pe'ula of a beirel to take out the lice from the head, from the clothes. It's a big arichas shmir Shabbos, perigimel, in the beginning of it. Aber la mafle roish ein mutter la hogam. Ne beroish ein motzi parushim. Ve ne shayach lig zo bishvila. Kosa vataz, du adin ha mafle al psori. Gam gen mutter la hogam. De sham gam ein motzi shichapes acher ha parushim. Ve lo igozu bezeh ki me mafal ez godot. Ve mele, they didn't make a gzeira. Now, one more horeb. It says that in the kinim, they are not geyser. You're allowed to take them off and throw them into the water. Why is no isur tzeidah here? And it's mashma, even if it's not disturbing. Not even mokim tzah. Why is no isur tzeidah? So what we say, mishum yusuf v'tzah elei gosu. Could say so. Now the Nezah says that what you do in the sugis is mashma, that kol shein apora v'rove has no isur tzeidah bichlal on it. Like it's no Yisur Arige. Some say another Svara that it's Nitzed Vohimed, it's easy to catch them. It's not even that it's hard to find them, but they can't run away. So it's not a mean that it's a Maisa Tzei that it's easy to catch them. It goes back to the Shaila. If Tzav and the Mola, if it's considered Tzei then it or not.